Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
18 degrees in Brantford, 18 in Hamilton, 17 in Kitchener-Waterloo. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Sylvester. Brantford police are asking for the public's help in identifying and locating the man they believe is responsible for the shooting outside the Colburn Street nightclub. The shooting happened on June 4th, and police responded to reports of the shooting just after midnight on Colburn Street near Clarence. One man was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries after the shooting. Police are hoping that by releasing the photos, someone may be able to identify the person they believe to be involved. Halton police are investigating a collision that took the life of a 19-year-old motorcycle driver in Burlington last night. The collision happened just before 9 last evening at the intersection of Kearns Road and Dundas Street. The motorcyclist was pronounced dead at the scene. Police said two other vehicles were damaged in the crash. Prime Minister Mark Carney says Canada will keep troops in Latvia through to 2029 as part of a mission to deter Russian aggression in Europe. Carney is in Riga, Latvia today. Carney's office says there are now 2,000 Canadian Armed Forces troops in Latvia as part of Operation Reassurance, which is Canada's largest overseas mission. Germany and Canada have signed a critical minerals partnership as the two countries look to deepen energy and resource ties. Prime Minister Carney says Canada has underdeveloped its critical minerals like nickel and cobalt, while other countries have come to dominate the global market. The Prime Minister is on a 5-day trip through Europe and met with his German counterpart this morning. Canada's tech job market has gone from boom to bust in the last 5 years. Job posting site Indeed says August openings in the sector posted on its platform fell 19% compared with early 2020 levels. It says the drop was likely a result of the market adjusting after a COVID pandemic boom in hiring or recent artificial intelligence advances. Some breaking entertainment news this afternoon. Pop superstar Taylor Swift is engaged to NFL player Travis Kelce. Following a 2-year romance that swept the entertainment and sports worlds, they made the announcement through a 5-photo joint post on Instagram with a caption that read, quote, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." In sports, baseball tonight, the Toronto Blue Jays hosting Minnesota. The Jays beat the Twins 10-4 last night. At the U.S. Open this afternoon, Richmond Hill's Denis Shapovalov advanced to the second round with a convincing 6-4, 6-4, 6-0 win over Hungary's Martin Fucsovics. Light 92 weather, partly cloudy skies this evening, the chance of showers, fog patches developing around the midnight hour, the low 7. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, the high 23. Thursday, cloudy, the chance of showers, and a high of 23. In Brantford, it's 18 degrees. Also 18 in Hamilton, it's 17 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. From the Light 92 News Center, I'm Brian Sylvester.